been on a little break from live content because we really haven't had anything recent to share up until now. And I wanted to share with you guys, we have our very first book review and interview of 2023 coming up on the Abler on April 1st. This book review and interview is on the poetry debut of a good friend of mine called Eileen Rush. I should say her name is Eileen Rush, and she wrote her first poetry book on how she deals with her chronic pain from her chronic conditions and illnesses, such as fibromyalgia and depression and things like that. The book is very, very, very powerful, very, very vivid in imagery and dealing with nature. And when she told me about it, I offered to do a free review for her, and I said, would you like to do an interview with it so that you can help get the word out? She goes, that would be perfect, because she was in the middle of doing some more publicity for it for a podcast interview with another community that talks about chronic pain and illness, and how the people in the community, within the people, you know, their stories, share their stories, how they handle and manage their challenges and trials while living as full and as active life as they possibly can. Her book is about 30 pages long. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. It's beautifully written, very, very passionate, very, very personal, very, very intense with some of the imagery and her emotions. I highly, highly recommend it. The Amazon link will be posted up within this video, so I'll let you guys check it out and you can pick it up. And of course, all of her social media links will be there too if you would like to follow her once you pick up the book and read it for yourselves. It's it's a quick read, but it's a powerful one. It definitely leaves you saying, wow, especially with some of the lines within the pieces. They're very, very powerful. My book review is also attached to this interview. The book review is also attached to the interview on the blog itself, and of course on the social media channels. It will go live on April 1st, so you can check it all out, but I will put up the link within the video for our YouTube channel as well, and also within the podcast episode, which will air. The podcast episode will air Saturday, and let me look at the calendar so I know the date. Saturday, April 1st. It'll all air on the same day. The interview, book review, the podcast episode, and the YouTube episode will follow the following Monday, which is April 3rd. So that's all coming up. I also picked out the news topic for May. That is on the condition of, I forget the name of the condition I picked out, but I do have the information picked out, and I will start on the notes in April, once this new book review and interview by my good friend Eileen Rush comes out. All of the information about the book review and interview will all be live on April 1st. And following that, on the following Monday, April 3rd, the YouTube channel and our podcast episode will be live as well. And then, of course, I will work on the notes for the next coming monthly topic for May, which I think is I can't remember what I said it was. Hold on, guys. Let me just look at my notes here. It's something dyskinesia, I think. But that's for May. I will have a better understanding of the May topic once I do my research and notes and schedule everything, get everything done. And again, I will put all the purchase information for Elaine's book within the blog post. It's ready to go. Everything's all set. And it will be also available on our YouTube channel and podcast episode, so you guys can check out the book. Please, like I say, with my own independent artist side of things, if you can and you enjoy her book, please leave a review. It really helps independent artists like myself and Elaine to get the word out about our work. When you're an independent artist, you're doing it on a limited budget. You're doing it all on your own. Very few resources that you do pay for, you know, it does get pricey. So that's what it means to be an independent artist. You have to figure out a way to do it on your own while it all still looks professional. And one of the biggest accomplishments for us is that when we finish a product and it gets a response. So if you can please just leave a review for her once you check out the book, that would be greatly appreciated. The ebook version is now available. I know she is working on the paperback version of her book. Every day I fight in trying to stay positive. I don't know if that's out yet. I know she has a proof copy that she's working on currently right now. I don't know about dates about when the paperback will be live, but I could ask her, and once I know when it's available, I will also share that news with you guys. Once the interview and book review are live on the blog, I'll share it on all the social media channels about the paperback version of her book as well. But for right now, pick up the Kindle version of her book if you would like. Now, please know that you don't need a Kindle to purchase a book. There is a Kindle app on the Amazon store that is a free download to download. And then what you would do once the app is downloaded to your device, whether it's a tablet or a computer or your phone, you can then purchase the book. So that's how it works, all right? Thank you guys so much for the support. I want to thank everyone who's been listening to the podcast, the Many Faces of the Able podcast so far. We just celebrated 5 years online. Thank you so much. I can't wait for that to grow as well as we continue to grow the brand for the Abler in our community as well. Thank you so much for the follows, joining the group, our Facebook group, joining, you know, sending me things to share, asking questions, interacting, following on Instagram and Pinterest and liking the posts, and you know, thank you so very much. It is truly appreciative. If you guys have any suggestions or ideas for future growth, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm available to have that chat. If you are, however, a platform that only deals in political or religious topics, we are not probably the platform for you. If we do discuss something that is linked to either one of those topics, but it is also a part of our mission, I will separate the two and explain why we didn't highlight the political or religious part of that, if it is not relevant to the said topic. We also have paid and free services, so if you would like to reach out to me about that is also available. This book interview and review, I should also mention, will be on our monthly magazine as well. So look out for new updates there as well. That'll come out also live on our monthly e-zine, The Many Faces of the Able Design, April 1st. So this book review and interview will all be live on every single channel that the Abler is on, except for Snapchat, on April 1st. All right, guys? And then that following Monday, on April 3rd, our podcast episode will be available on YouTube. And, of course, Anchor FM and anywhere you listen to your podcast stations. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for the support, and I'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.